Blog Talk Radio. Change colors. Beautiful, beautiful colors. My son and I took pictures today, which I'll talk about, because girl in town went with her son to Englishtown, New Jersey. We'll be talking about that in about 20 to 30 minutes. But first, we'll say hello and do our housekeeping. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Blog Talk Radio, Lifestyle Solutions. Just call Jennifer and ask questions. You can call me at 657-383-0732 and ask your question for getting yourself out of your own way. Clutter begins between the ears, folks, and it's time to clear that clutter out. What is your end game? And if you don't know what your end game is, give me a call at 657-383-0732 and ask me to help you find out what that end game is all about. My website is www.createneworder.com, and you can email me your questions at solutions@createneworder.com. And thank you, bensound.com, for your unlicensed music. I will tell you, I love the lead-in music and the break music that you provide. Thank you so much for providing that to us here on Create New Order Blog Talk Radio. Also, my blog, createneworder.wordpress.com. You can catch me. I periodically write there as I work on getting my book published, and it has been submitted to two publishers, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully, we will get picked up, and the option will be a yes, and my book will be coming to you sooner rather than later. The weather here on the East Coast has been rainy all day, very romantic and steady, and not hard rain, just a nice, full rain. Very, very beautiful. I will tell you, sit, look out the window, watch it rain. Get some inspiration by only your thoughts while watching the world wash itself. What's in my glass tonight? Water, 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 water. I am drinking tons and tons of water. As I've spoken before, the last 2 weeks, I've been talking about the intense reset body claim, cleanse or detox from Beachbody. This is miraculous, folks. I'm down 10 pounds, and I feel really, really good. This detox is not about detoxing your organs or detoxing anything in particular. This detox is about getting rid of the garbage that we put into our bodies. When I was growing up, this saying was always, you are what you eat. And we are turning into a vessel of chemicals and of metals and of things that are really not healthy for us that are actually causing our health problems. Now, I did not foresee what the result of this was going to be, except I was really looking to get off of the junk food because I am a junk food junkie. I love to snack, and give me a potato chip and I'll go crazy. Give me a French fry and I'll go crazier. That's my drug of choice when it comes to food. But I really didn't look into this super, super heavy. When I was in Cape Cod with my girlfriends, our little girl trip, one of my friends, Kim, was talking about going on this plan, and her daughter had tried it. She got it through her daughter, and her daughter told her about it. And it's Beachbody, and they also sell Shakeology. You can use Shakeology with this or not. And Kim was telling me about it because I was telling her that I was feeling terribly bloated, that I was feeling lousy. I was feeling run down. I was not feeling energetic or strong like I usually feel. Not that I wasn't sleeping well, not that I wasn't still exercising, not that I wasn't doing my normal routine, but I wasn't feeling good. Just feeling run down and tired and bloated and just yuck. That's how we felt. So I was telling her this, and she told me that she was going to start this plan after the trip. And the plan recommends you start on a Wednesday so that, you know, the first 3 to 5 days are really, really rough because you're getting off of everything except healthy foods, raw foods that you're going to cook to a certain level. The drawback to this program is the meal prep and the cooking time. It really is detailed. It is not quick and easy, and you really have to spend time on figuring out how to get it all done so that you can eat on time and do your prep work as much as possible and streamline this as much as possible. But fresh fruits and vegetables and grains and beans, I think the first week on this thing you have some chicken, and then after that you have no meat, you beans and whatnot. And the bottom line here, folks, is it is now, I am more than 3 weeks without coffee, alcohol, sugar, fats, other than oil, olive oil, sesame oil, or coconut oil, and some avocado. Did I say sugar? And sugar. And all of these things are now not in my body. I'm also not eating anything out of a box. I'm not eating anything prepared for me. Everything. I'm really sticking strict to this, although there's been a couple of stumbles with a glass of wine here or there. But the fact is that I have been 100% on this food plan. One night last week, another girl in town, thing that we'll talk about, my son and I went to the New York Botanical Gardens for the night exhibition of the Chihuly. It's going to be over at the end of October. But I grabbed a garden salad there with edamame in it. It's absolutely positively on the program. That night, my dinner was supposed to include edamame. So it was within the program. It was in the realm of the food that you're supposed to eat. The first week, I didn't feel a withdrawal in the sense of headaches or whatnot from the caffeine because I do drink a lot of coffee, which I will go back to coffee, but maybe not as much. Here's what happened. The first 5 to 7 days, my legs were fatigued, my legs hurt, my knees hurt, my hips hurt, everything just sort of hurt. And even the cat laying on me bothered me. And my hips hurt where I had to throw her off of me. And that was the inflammation going away. I was literally having pain in my joints that were so inflamed for so long. And now the inflammation is gone. And I'm jumping out of bed in the morning. I'm having no pain after I play tennis. Running around doing my work and doing what I got to do when I got to do it. And I'm having no trouble whatsoever. So you've got to look into healthier eating and healthier lifestyle because I would never have believed that this is how I would feel after just a couple of weeks on this program. I think there's a lot of programs out there with a detox methodology to get yourself off of junk and boxed foods and whatnot. I would say that if you're going to be very serious, make a decision for your health and your lifestyle, start looking into not buying prepared food in any sense and do it yourself. You will also gain time and attention with other people in your household. You'll spend time cooking, you'll spend time preparing meals, and really enjoying them together. Fresh food. This is week three, and I will tell you, it's the lightest week of the 3 weeks on the plan. You actually wean yourself down to a lighter level of food instead of the other way that most programs of eating healthier work. They usually take you to the very lowest level and work yourself back. So I'm really happy about this program. It's been working for me. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to pick up the call, 804 area code. Hi, this is Jennifer. Do you have a question?
Yes, Jennifer. This is Hugh. How are you?
Hi, Hugh. How are you?
I'm good. I just called in with some interesting information for Girl About Town as you get rid of your aches and pains and eat healthier. There is a very interesting movie that's starting to debut this month. It's based on a book, As a Man Thinketh. The website for the movie is Thinketh, T-H-I-N-K-E-T-H, movie.com. I've been in touch with some of the people related to it, and one of them is actually Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith, who was in the movie The Secret. In addition, for Girl About Town, this coming week, October 12th through the 15th, you have the New York City Wine and Food Festival, which is loaded with celebrities and hopefully good nutritious foods and a wealth of wisdom. And my last name, having global recognition in the food service field, just tell them that I asked each of the celebrities that you introduce yourself through them so that you can keep creating new order in many ways.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness. This is very helpful. I think I might just make a note on my calendar. New York City, of course, is where I am. So going there is no big deal for me.
Yes, the website for it is nycwff.org, and you'll have all the information, and I guess you can see who all the vendors are and everything, too, so it should probably be pretty overwhelming if you just walked into it, so at least you have a heads up on who you might want to interact with, especially I hope that you'll find the people from the Chew show, because they're always exciting and interesting.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. Oh, excellent. Very good. How have you been, Hugh?
I've been getting very busy. I don't know if you had the time to listen to the YouTube interview that I did where it says Dave interviews Hugh Charlson. It was posted on YouTube August 22nd, 2017. I addressed a lot of situations that are current in the world to show people how to stop the chaos and really transform things through spirituality and unconditional agape love. We have everything in place to do that, but it takes personal responsibility and spirituality.
Especially this week, Hugh, with the events in Las Vegas. You know, it's just how does this world turn back correctly? You know, how
it's a question of focus, because the media horrible incidents tend to be their focus, because it's been proven in the past that's what sells newspapers. But people are fed up with that, and they are starting to get more spiritual with prayer groups in the community. And believe it or not, prayer is powerful. There have been studies, I think it was in Washington, D.C. years ago over the summer, where they had prayer groups to see what they could do to lower the crime rate, and the police chief didn't believe that they would, but they were successful. And also, I think it was over in Australia, there was supposed to be a big earthquake that was predicted, and the Aboriginal women, I think, came together in circles around the epicenter, and it really tamped down what would have been a horrible earthquake. So there is a lot that people don't even realize, that power of their own thoughts and creativity. So it's what you put your focus on. If you're going to go into fear and blame and not take personal responsibility, the law of attraction is simple and basic. What you put out is what you'll get back. So change your way of thinking and doing things and put out the love. And I always like to break it down to the most simple basic thing. And Jesus Christ basically gave two instructions how people should live their life, and that's always put God first, and secondly, love your neighbor as yourself. If you can take that into your heart, bring it into your family, into the community, I think all the wars will stop, and we can transform everything, and even Mother Nature, which will cooperate too.
I do agree. You know, we wake up every day and we have a choice. We can either make a positive impact or a negative one.
That's exactly right, and that's where the focus should be, so that we also should always remember that we're all the same. There are people that have specialties in education and everything, but they all came from the same source as us, spirit.
Right.
And even if you're an atheist, you can't deny that, and we're going to go back into spirit. 100 years is like the blink of an eye in terms of eternity. You can't take the material goods with you. So as much as you are going to enjoy eventually, hopefully see it manifest, your cottage by the sea or wherever, enjoy it while you can, but you can't bring that with you. And I say we are fully accountable for everything when we go back into spirit and we incarnate to learn the lesson. My wife blessed me with so beautifully the lesson of unconditional love. As we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves. So if we really get that personal heart-to-God connection correct, anything is possible. So let's be the change that we want to see in the world, like Gandhi said. Let's not be the change of chaos. Let's be the change of unconditional agape, love, and spirituality.
I agree, and you're right. Anything is possible. Thanks a lot, Hugh.
Thank you. Take care and God bless.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye. That was Hugh Charlson, and check him out on YouTube. He did an interview that was posted in August, as he said. He's got a lot to share. So check him out. It's Hugh Charlson, T-R-A-U-L-S-E-N. So water, getting fit, taking care of ourselves is the key to being strong, the key to staying focused. If you're not taking good care of yourself, your focus is not going to come easily. It's going to be difficult, and you're going to have to work hard to make a decision and to think things through. And thinking things through is the key to strategy today. You know, we often don't know the end game. The more people I ask this question to, the more answers I get. I don't know. I don't have an end game. You know, I'm just trying to survive today, and I don't have an end game. And whatever the end game is, it doesn't have to be super duper grand. It really can be having a happy life. Happy life, that's a pretty big end game. Happiness is something that we have periodically. Happiness is not 100% of the time. We have sadness, we have chaos, we have difficult times and struggles, and we participate with people, and we are affected sometimes negatively by other people. People on the road that are driving too close or too fast, or, you know, maybe you have a fender bender, or somebody calls you up and they have a bad attitude because of whatever's going on in their life. It's the worst thing that's happening for them today. All of these things have an impact on what we're thinking and what we're feeling and then how we're behaving. Trying to keep very healthy so that we can shift and be as resilient as possible and quickly as possible is why you need to stay fit, why you need to feed and fuel your body correctly so that your impact on others can be a good one, no matter who. Barking in your ear or making noise that you don't need to hear, you can make the decision to shift away from that and not let it affect you and take it personally. When we're feeling run down and we're feeling tired, our defenses get weaker, that we're unable to hold our own integrity and our own strength. So keep it in mind, staying healthy, but strategizing and knowing what your end game is and your strategy to getting there. Strategy is really simply about having a master plan and getting that master plan broken down into steps that you can attain by putting a timeline on them, knowing when you're going to accomplish something and when it's going to happen for you, how long it's going to happen. I'm going to do these 6 things, and they're going to get done by October 31st. And if I'm going to do them by October 31st, that means I have 25 days to get them done. And in 25 days, I'm going to be able to get these items done because I'm going to spend 3 days on each one. That's breaking it down so that you can attain those things in that period of time and get them done. Once you break it down that way, and you know you have 3 days per item to do, then you take each item and break it down on what 3 steps are needed to get them done. And you'll spend 3 days doing them. Maybe an item will take 1 day. Maybe an item will take all 3 days. It doesn't matter. Having the master plan to reach the goal will get the job done. Get the master plan working for you. Make the master plan so that you refer back to it. It is your roadmap to success, the master plan. It's your strategy. That is the key strategy today. Understanding that part, the big picture, and then ensure genuine strategic thinking. Understand and recognize the strategies you need to employ, whatever they are. The strategies, the focus on the changes that you have to make in order to make these things happen, to direct and sustain the changes that are coming from making these steps. And then look at, what if there are obstacles that appear that you didn't count on, that maybe you should have thought about ahead of time? When you think about doing something, let's just say, for example, chopping vegetables for dinner. What are the obstacles that could happen to prevent you from getting this done? Well, the phone could ring. You could drop the knife on the floor. You could cut yourself. You could maybe cut into a vegetable and the vegetable's gone bad and you have to go out and get another one. You have these factors that can come into play just to accomplish that goal. Take into account all of the things that could happen so that you prepare yourself best as possible. So if they do, you can continue on. Am I telling you to overbuy your food? No, because then that will mean there's waste. But I am telling you to stay fit and healthy and get good sleep so that you don't cut yourself. Be present in the moment when you are cutting those vegetables. And the vegetables are an example. It doesn't matter if it's the cottage on the ocean or if it's cutting vegetables, whatever the plan is, be prepared for that plan. Be prepared for the obstacles that could happen in the way of getting to your end game, getting to the success of what it is you're working on. Be present and pay attention with as much focus as needed. Don't hurry through things. Don't hurry through them. Play them out thoughtfully and be present while working through them. That's what strategy is all about. So I talked about the water. I talked about the detox program. And if anybody out there is on any other kind of detox program, I know there's several different kinds that are the talk of the town right now. This is 30-day 360 detox. You know, there's lots of them out there. But what I highly recommend is that anybody who does this is serious and stay focused on it. Don't say, oh, I've been good for 4 days so I can have a potato chip. No. Be good for the rest of your life. Use this as an opportunity to change your lifestyle. This is not a 3-week endeavor for me. I have made that commitment to myself. I'm not getting any younger. And frankly, I want to be around for a long time. That beeping that you hear is my oven going off because it was on self-clean for the last several hours and it is finally done. And my kitchen is pretty hot. But again, that is something I planned on doing because, one, it really needed to be cleaned. And two, we're coming up on the holidays. Holiday preparation includes making sure everything is working at its optimal best so that when you have guests and you're preparing for the holidays, you're ready to go. You don't smoke out the kitchen because your oven isn't clean. So start working on getting yourself in good condition for the holiday season. So all you have to do is turn the oven on and prepare some roasted vegetables for your drop-in guests, staying healthy and having something good to eat. By the way, roasted vegetables are absolutely delicious. I don't know why I haven't been making vegetables like this for years. Part of the menu plan is just roasted vegetables. You just chop up some vegetables, a little bit of olive oil, a little Himalayan sea salt, throw a little seasoning, maybe a little paprika, cumin, some curry, and throw them in the oven and roast them. Half hour, 45 minutes, and they're done. They're absolutely delicious this way. And I have not missed any butter, and I always put butter on my vegetables. All right, enough about that. Did I mention 10 pounds of fun? The whole idea is getting healthier. And if you want to make that commitment, start today. Make the commitment to yourself to get healthier. Today was a beautiful rainy day here on the East Coast. And before I get to Girl in Town, let me mention again, this is Lifestyle Solutions from Create New Order. Just call Jennifer at 657-383-0732 to ask your question about your plan or how to make a plan or what you should do next with that jump draw. We can talk about organizing anything, whether it's your life or your sock draw. We can organize all of it from head to toe, top to bottom, inside and out. 657-383-0732 to call and ask your question. And it was a beautiful rainy autumn day today, and I decided that my excursion would be today on this three-day weekend for me, since tomorrow is Columbus Day. And I took an excursion to a place that I've been wanting to go for quite some time because I love flea markets. I absolutely love to go and see things from the past and see things that maybe I can take and refurbish for my future. Since I'm going to be redecorating when I move, a lot of my furniture is not coming with me, and I will be going to a smaller place because I've decided I want a smaller place. So a lot of things won't come with me, so things are going to have to either be sold or refurbished or given to other people to enjoy in their world. Anyway, where I decided to go, Girl in Town took a trip to Englishtown, New Jersey. My son decided to come with me because he is a fan of flea markets as well. So we went to the Englishtown Auction Sales Flea Market. Apparently, this is one of the largest flea markets on the East Coast, and we were going, and it was a rainy day, so I have to give a little bit of the benefit of the doubt because of the weather. So maybe a lot of vendors didn't show up today because of weather, and a lot of people didn't show up today because of weather. So it was really empty. There was not a lot of people, and there were not a lot of vendors. However, who were there, I will tell you, I was not impressed. If knowing what the items were at this flea market, I probably wouldn't have went. I expected furniture. I expected to see antiques and vintage and, you know, all sorts of goodies. I expected to see somebody with fabrics. I expected to see somebody with, you know, those vintage items. When I went to Brooklyn Flea about 2 months ago, I think it was in August, Brooklyn Flea did not have a lot of vendors, and I was sort of disappointed in them, but they had so many more original items of vintage things. This particular place had lots of inexpensive exercise clothing or clothing in general, inexpensive beauty products, inexpensive, I don't know, there was a wig vendor, there was several food courts, there were a couple of perfume dealers, there were and nothing super high-end as far as, you know, the deals that you were getting. A lot of it were like knockoff brands. There were sneakers. There were handbags. There were vinyl if you're a record collector. There was a lot of tchotchke kind of stuff. There was one guy who we did stop at his booth, and we were there for quite some time until I got to the point where I absolutely couldn't be there anymore because all I wanted to do was spend the day organizing it. And frankly, if I was paid to organize this booth, it would be my retirement. I'd never get out of there. I talked about having a garage sale myself and selling every single item I have for a dollar, whether it's a sofa or a picture frame, everything is a dollar. And this guy needs to sell absolutely everything that he has for a dollar, and he'll be a millionaire. That's how much stuff he has. I'm not kidding. That's how much stuff he has. So they are Worldwide Treasure and Collectibles. The man at the booth, his name is William. I believe it's William Klein. And they buy, they sell, and they trade. and they're there on weekends at English Town. They're in the Gray Building, booth number 46. What a nice guy. We ended up going through baseball cards that had, they weren't just baseball cards. They were baseball cards, magic cards, Pokemon cards, all sorts of different trading cards. And we were looking for magic cards. My son does play that game. So we were going through that. He was so nice. He brought us chairs so that we could go through the bins and look. And I was looking at some other items for gift ideas for a few people that I know, vintage items that he had. But, I mean, you barely could move through this booth, and anything you touch may have knocked something else over. But he has tons and tons of military items. He has leather jackets, camouflage, he's got uniforms, medals, insignias, equipment, swords, bayonets, the whole nine yards. So if you want to spend an entire day just with him, you absolutely could. One of the things that I enjoyed seeing were a lot of the toys from my childhood, like the Little People airplane. He had one of those. He had quite a few things that were interesting to look at. So he was worth it. We really did not look at much else. There were a couple of jewelry dealers, and a lot of stuff just looks like somebody emptied their basement and put out garage sale items here at the flea market. So it may be worth a trip in the height of the season during the summer and when it's full. And maybe it does get full. The pictures on the website looks like it gets full. But it was worth the trip just to go and discover what is possible at English Town, New Jersey, English Town Auction and Sales. So I will go back. You can check them out on the web. Just Google English Town Flea Market, and their website will come up with all of the information. We went early in the morning, and for a rainy day, a lot of vendors were not setting up until you could see they were coming as we were leaving. So we missed a lot, and I'll definitely repeat the visit. So because we were in and out of there in a fairly short amount of time, we decided to make another trip, and we went to Asbury Park, New Jersey. Yes, on a rainy day. The worst possible day to go, of course, but it wasn't so bad. There were a lot of people out on the boardwalk there and walking up and down. And what used to be a casino on the boardwalk is just the shell of what is left of that casino, which I know nothing about what happened to it, but the architecture is gorgeous. Just seeing what was there once upon a time. Now it's just a portal to walk through on the boardwalk. And you walk from the boardwalk to the terrazzo floor that was, I guess, part of the casino, and then back to the boardwalk on the other side. And there was a singer there at his guitar with his bag collecting tips, and he sang pretty well. I should have stopped to talk to him, just ask him his name and talk to him for a few minutes, but he sounded so good. It was just nice to listen to him. We got a quick bite. Actually, my son had a burger, and since it was lunchtime for me on my meal plan, I was able to get a juice that contained cucumber, kale, apple, and lemon, which all works on my my food plan. So that's what I ended up having for lunch, with part of the lunch that I had brought with me from the diet plan. So we spent the day. The water was rough. The Atlantic Ocean was rough. A lot of people. If I had to count in my head, maybe 50 or 60 people walking on the sand. The boardwalk was busy, people with umbrellas walking. And we went into some of the shops, and they were all closing. Today was their last day. That was it for the season. They'll all be back in May. So if you want to visit Asbury Park and you like winter beaches where there's nowhere to really shop, then go and check it out now. But if you want to go in the height of season, I'll be going back sometime in June of next year and checking out the full to life Asbury Park. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Lifestyle Solutions, Blog Talk Radio. Let's clear the clutter and call me at 657-383-0732 to ask your question and find out what it is you're looking for to clear out to get to what it is you want your life to be. Life can be as easy as you want it to be. If you want to be able to clean your house in an hour, then you have to look around and say, what's keeping me from doing that? And what's keeping you from doing that is probably too much stuff. If you like all your stuff and you don't want to change anything in your environment, then it's not gonna, then it may not be an hour of cleaning. You, whichever one makes you happy comes with some other bargaining chip. To have a beautiful collection of something means it's going to take your time and attention to care for it. We have another caller on the line. It's 516 area code, and I believe this just might be Susan. Hello, Susan.
Oh.
Are you there? Yes, I can hear you.
Today.
Are you driving?
Well, I just got out of the car, and now I put my earplugs in, and hopefully I'll hear you in my kitchen.
Yes,
which is a real interesting. So it's interesting that I thought of it, you know. And again, that word I think I used last week, recalculate.
Yes.
It kind of come into my life a lot this week in all different ways. And so when things just don't go right, you just have to recalculate.
So it's working.
Yeah, well, mostly it's working for me, but I've had a couple of, you know, things that have gone on. Well, one of which is that I got sick, which I didn't count on that, and I never count on that, and that really sets me off because I really think that I can never get sick. You know, it's an impossible thing, but
right.
I got a silly old head cold, which was quite severe, and it stopped me in my tracks. So I said, okay, I'm human. Didn't know that.
Recalculate.
So I'm recalculating, yes, exactly. It's a very good word to think about.
You know what? I like it. I really like that kind of thinking because, you know what? When you say recalculate, it takes the emotion out of the reaction.
Absolutely. Just change your direction. It reminds me of, you know those bumper cars?
Yes.
You know, you bump into a car and then you just swerve and you go a different way?
Yes.
Well, kind of like that.
But it's
kind of like
what?
a crazy analogy, but I'm finding that I have to really do that because a lot of things do get in the way and it can get you down. So I'm just recalculating all over the place.
So this week, let me ask you the question. This week, when things got in the way, particularly the head cold, did it get you down? Or did the recalculate keep you up?
It was constantly threatening to get me down. Because I don't need anything to get in my way these days. I have so much to do always and so little time to do it.
Right.
And so I got my son to work for me, and he came through, and he got me just the right medicine that, you know, helped a lot. And these wonderful tissues, these are very simple things, Jen, but these tissues that have lotion in them, you know how you could be wiping your nose, and this was the kind of a cold that was a faucet, an absolute ongoing faucet, and it drove, that kind of a cold makes me nuts, just nuts.
Yeah.
And so he got me the right medicine and those soft tissues, and then I went to bed, and I actually did something I hardly ever do, and that's I called in sick.
Wow.
Which I don't use, which is hard for me to do, but I slept away the day. I took it as my, you know, it's my day. That's it. I'm gonna come, you know, make a comeback, and lose all that time that I was planning to do, like you say, this strategy of getting things done and what I've been involved in. But part of the strategy had to be caring about myself and giving myself some...
That's number one.
Yes. So, you know, I rested. I took my medicine. I had my soup. And then I thought out what I was going to do the next day to make up for the time I lost. So I'm
right.
Still doing that for the rest of the week with, you know, a lot of things that I had planned to get done and didn't for those couple of days. So,
and then, so
again,
okay.
I I continue to say recalculate.
Right.
Sorry?
What's important to remember is it's still going to be there. It's still going to be waiting for you to get it done.
Right. Right.
Yeah. The stress is when we don't get enough done or we don't get what we thought we could do done, and then we feel the anxiety over it.
Exactly. And I started to get that way because I had it going so nicely, you know, and all of a sudden something got in my way that I couldn't control.
That's it, yes.
So.
That's right. So, the clutter then starts in your head because now you feel behind. But I have to suggest that, you know, listeners think about it this way. You're not behind because you took care of yourself. You're ahead of the game.
Yes,
you know,
that's true. That's a positive way of looking at it.
Yeah, because if you went to work and you didn't take care of yourself, then healing and feeling better and then getting strong again would have taken longer, or you could have just become sicker, you know, and then you're really behind. So what I suggest is to always keep in mind, and you particularly, because you never think you're going to get sick. And it
right.
happens, you know, it happens to the best of us. I mean, last year I had gotten the flu, and when I got the flu, I didn't go to work for 3 days. I had to cancel 3 days worth of work. And that is unheard of for me. Absolutely unheard of. But I couldn't do it. There was no way. Without taking care of myself, I would have been no good to anybody.
Right.
You know, so that had to come first. And, you know, and it took me 2 weeks to get over that flu, but it took me 6 days to actually get myself, you know, together enough to be able to function daily. And I was exhausted. I come home and I just went to bed. So you've got to take care of yourself. And that's me, who's generally healthy all the time, you know, and does, you know, as much as possible to make sure I have the right food and the right rest consistently. And it knocked me for a loop. So taking care of yourself was not putting yourself behind, that's for sure. So you joined us last week, Susan, and I wanted to get to you because you are also a girl in town. You're always going. You're always doing something. So my question for you right now is really your reading list. What have you been reading that you can recommend to other people out there listening?
Okay. I have two that I'm beginning to read, one that I'm rereading after many years. And it's called Is It Worth Dying For?
Oh.
How to Make Stress Work For You, Not Against You. And it's by Dr. Robert S. Elliott and Dennis L. Brio. And Dr. Michael DeBakey, remember the famous cardiac surgeon?
Uh-huh.
Who writes the introduction. So I remember reading or at least part of it years ago, and I just took it out because, you know, I was finding September is a very stressful month always for me when I look forward to everything changing and coming up and all the birthdays and celebrations that come up. I start to feel a little stress in my body. And so I took this book out again from my reading, you know, from my bookcase, and I said, you know what? This time I'm going to read it fully.
Ah.
So that's my nonfiction. If you wait for just a few minutes, I'm going upstairs to my bedroom. This is a very down-to-earth program. And I'm hoping I will find the book that I started to read, which looks very promising. I'm sorry I haven't finished anything. I have so little time. Okay, here it is. Okay, it's called We Are Not Ourselves, which is a novel by Matthew Thomas. Okay, and let's see if I can quickly. Okay, so do you want me to read a little bit about it?
Yeah, tell us what that's about, because
It tells about Irene Tumulty, who was born in 1941 in Woodside, Queens. And she was raised playing caretaker to her drinking Irish parents and dreaming of a better life away from her turbulent upbringing. She marries Ed Leary, a very handsome and serious scientist, unlike any man she grew up with, and she believes he'll deliver her the cosmopolitan existence she desires. But she quickly discovers he doesn't aspire to the same thing. Ever bigger stakes in the American dream. And so through the years, Eileen's determination to better their lot never wavers. But just when her goal of a house in the suburbs is within reach, the family is dealt a devastating blow that may rob them of any future at all.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
And there I leave you. So,
by
the next time... It sounds very interesting, and it's an international bestseller on the New York Times book review of 100 notable books. So it sounds really, really interesting, and I'm looking forward to keeping awake while I read and getting through it.
Yes.
It sounds interesting and promising. So those are the two that I might, you know, finish in the next couple of weeks.
Excellent. Now, I asked you this question before? Because I can ask you this, but I can discuss this with you if maybe you've seen it. Do you get Netflix?
You know what? Like Facebook, Netflix worries me because I'm so addictive to everything that I will never go to sleep. I will never get anything done. I love movies so much. Everybody is amazed that I'm not on, that I don't have Netflix and I don't, and I'm not on Facebook. But I'm like buried in emails and text. And today, it's interesting. I went to work and I forgot that I was due there later. So I was like 2 hours early. And not wanting to waste my time, I ran down to Apple, which is right down the way from work, and fit into an iPad class. Well, that was disaster because I learned all these new things that I can't wait to sit down and do. You know, this is my problem.
You get obsessive when you learn something new.
There's so many things that there's so many. This is the positive thing about life. There's just so much stuff to do and learn. There's just not enough days and weeks and years to get it all done. And, you know, so it's just all out there.
You should have been born rich.
What was that?
Instead of
oh, absolutely. Rich, did you say?
You should have been born rich instead of beautiful. Then you could get it all done. Anyway, what I wanted to mention to you, and if you have the opportunity, I am going to so highly recommend this to you because you are going to love this. On Netflix has an original movie called Our Souls at Night. And
I have to interrupt you.
Yes.
That's one of the books that I recommended to you.
Yes.
Last year.
Robert Redford produced this movie for Netflix and starred in it with Jane Fonda.
Be still my heart.
Let me tell you something. I could not stop watching it. I was mesmerized, and it is one of the most romantic movies I have ever seen, and he is still beautiful.
Yes. Well, with a little help from her friends.
Oh, my God. He is just, he smiles. When he doesn't smile for, like, I don't know, the first 20 minutes of the movie, right? Finally, he smiles, and he's just, it's him. You're right.
Oh,
back.
I love him. Oh, I'm mad for him. I'm still mad for him. I don't care what wrinkles or what.
I have
He's
been in
terrific.
Love with him the a little girl, and I will tell you,
me too.
And the talent, and he's just amazing. So anyway, I watched it. You read the book, and I will tell you, this is everybody out there should read this book and see the movie. It is just amazing. It just what a beautiful story. How romantic could you get?
Is it only on Netflix?
It's only on Netflix. It's the only place. Yes. So it's like if you know somebody, you got to make a date to go to their house just to see this because it's
yes,
fantastic.
Yes, they do. I probably know everybody because everybody seems to be on it except me.
Yes, except you. No, you really have to see it. You're absolutely going to love it. So that is something I also did this week and saw that movie. And I was just, you know, I put it on because I heard about it. I'm going, why do I know the story? Because you recommended it. That's why.
Right.
And I'm watching it, and it just stole me away. Really, really
great. That's great.
That is definitely worth time. So are you knitting?
Well, I just gave someone one of my crocheted scarves that she loved last year. She promised me she'd make me something purple. This was at the Break the Fast. And I did it. She didn't come forth with hers yet, but I gave her that. And I'm trying to get started on another infinity scarf because that kind of, you know, it's nice to give to people. And
yeah.
I think it comes out so beautiful. A lot of the wolves, like Vanna, I think it's Vanna White, puts out these beautiful tweedy kind of wools that it makes it look like you're so talented when it's really so easy. It's the same stitch, but it looks great.
Don't tell people that.
So I crochet the same way I cook.
Some of it's really hard. It took a lot of work, but I made it just for you.
Yes, exactly. And I've done it. It always hits the spot.
That's great. That's great. Well, I'm going to go into the what is today the national day of, and what is this month the national month of. You know, there has to be about like 40 celebrations for the month of October. But the month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which I kind of expected a friend of mine to give a call in tonight. She's doing the Avon 39 walk. This is my friend Kim, who's also doing this detox with me. But what's really interesting, and I was going to talk about this, and it is so timely, is Organize Your Medical Information Month. This is October.
Mm-hmm.
About organizing your medical information. And what I will say about getting organized this month, one of the things that most people should do is throw out all of those, the explanation of benefits sheets. You know, once your doctor is paid, those are totally unnecessary. But anything that pertains to your health and anything your family needs to know about you should be organized so that they understand what that is. And you should have discussions with family members about your health. I mean, look, we lost Tom Petty this week, right? From, a massive coronary, just a surprise. But, you know, health issues really should be discussed so that people know what they are. So organizing medical history is a good idea this month. How is your health, Susan? Are you still following the Andrew Weil principles?
Yes, I am. I'm kind of holding. I'm trying to, you know, get out of that plateau. But I've lost 15 pounds, and I've gotten more used to this diet with a little bit of cheating.
Uh-huh.
I give myself just a little bit of cheating because it's giving up certain things I love. But I seem to have been able to maintain my weight, and it's all very healthy, eating, you know, vegetables and fruits and greens especially, and nuts. And, yeah, I'm finding, my daughter is now reading the book because she put on some of that, premenstrual,
perimenopause.
What is it called again? Yeah, perimenopause stuff with the weight gain, you know. And,
right.
So she's starting to read about it. I think it's good. I think it's all good things, and so far so good.
Right. Well, this is also World Menopause Month, so you can. That's you.
Oh
mentioned.
My goodness.
I know. It's it's also rhubarb month.
I love rhubarb. Oh, that's the best. Rhubarb and strawberries.
Oh, it's delicious.
My mother used to grow that in the garden, and then she would always make. I think it's with strawberries, rhubarb and strawberries.
Yeah, strawberry rhubarb pie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's delicious. Mm.
Yeah, it is delicious.
That's,
now I'm hungry.
Yeah, me
now,
too.
So my question for you, before I run out of time, and I'm going to say goodbye to you after this question. My question for you is, with being on the principles of Andrew Weil, how do you feel? Like, are your joints better? Is your skin better? Tell me, not just the weight loss, what are the benefits of going that way in nutrition?
Okay, by the way, it's not Andrew Weil.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Goodness, now I have to go downstairs again. The one thing I'm having a lot of trouble with, not helping me with my memory at all. But anyway, but I'm going, and I'll tell you very quickly the name of the book and the author. And Dr. Danaeus is the doctor that I'm seeing out in Setauket. But he basically follows this book, this diet and this particular, let me just see, it's right here. Yes, it's called The End of Dieting,
okay.
How to Live for Life. And it's by Dr. Joel.
Oh, Joel Furman.
Excuse me. Yes. Joel Furman, right.
Yes, I've read his books. And again, it's the same. You know what? He speaks the same. He and Andrew Weil, they're talking about the same stuff. So it's
pretty much.
Yeah, and it's really, and you know, reversing disease through nutrition and natural methods.
How do you feel
other than weight?
Other than what? Oh, weight. Yes, I think that part of feeling better is getting this weight off.
Right.
I think that when you gain weight, number one, your back starts to hurt. It's harder for you to walk.
Right.
You know, your blood pressure goes up. A lot of things happen with weight gain. I think it's really, really important to get that weight down.
Yeah.
And I think that in getting weight down, and my brother has told me this, who's a doctor, if I could just get my weight down to this certain weight, I won't have to worry about taking medicines and, you know, which have side effects that we don't want to... Excuse me, that's my cough. I won't have, you know, things will happen. The weight gain is really bad, really bad. And you see these people, I mean, I'm, of course, in a position of seeing people all the time. And it's frightening to see the weight that people have put on. And that's why you see diabetes and heart attacks and cancer and all of these things increasing.
Right.
Because that weight cannot do you any good. So I'm absolutely, you know, I'm a cult of must lose the weight. So, but slowly.
Right.
I'm doing it slowly.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. All right, Susan, I'm going to say goodnight to you and join us again. We have
Thank
1 minute
you, too.
To say goodbye. Thanks for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
And this is Jennifer Ryan. This is Lifestyle Solutions. Just call Jennifer to get the answers to your questions when you don't know the direction you're going in, or call in and join the conversation like Susan and Hugh tonight. Our number is 657-383-0732. I will be back again next week on the 15th of October, where we'll be talking about Girl in Town and Lifestyle Solutions coming towards you. Give a call, 657-383-0732, or email at solutions@createneworder.com. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy this beautiful fall weather, and we'll be back again.